This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As it looks to shore up the Mideast ceasefire, the U.S. is now vowing to help Palestinians rebuild Gaza after it was heavily damaged by Israeli airstrikes. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
First in Jerusalem and then in the West Bank, Secretary of State Antony Blinken pledged the U.S. will help support Palestinians, not only through aid, but by restoring ties.
The United States will be moving forward with the process to reopen our consulate in Jerusalem.
The office had been in charge of diplomatic relations with Palestinians, but Donald Trump infuriated them by downgrading its operations. Blinken told Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu that they both must use the ceasefire to address underlying challenges to peace. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin will sit down for talks in Geneva on June 16th. This is amid sharp disputes over election interference, cyber attacks, human rights, and Ukraine. Both countries have lowered expectations for breakthroughs at the summit, with neither in a mood to make concessions or their many disagreements. The White House has avoided describing Biden as seeking a reset in relations with Putin, a term often used by former U.S. presidents as they sought to improve relations with Russia. The United States called on Tuesday for the setting up of a second phase of an investigation into the origins of the coronavirus, with international experts allowed to evaluate its source in the early days of the outbreak. U.S. Health Secretary Xavier Becerra said in a video message to the annual ministerial meeting of the World Health Organization, phase two of the COVID origin study must be launched with terms of reference that are transparent, science-based, and give